One day, all will blacken and burn, just as the two-headed basilisks have predicted. The world is dying. Time is short. How will you face these last days? Robbing graves for soil stained wealth, or facing down the apocalypse? Hoping it can be fought. Welcome, mortals, to the final act of our Morkborg tale. When we last left our wretched souls, they had discovered the opening to the Mausoleum Nutha, and we rejoin them as they form up with Nash outside of the doorway to the mausoleum, having finished off the flayed in their battle.
Speaking of which, I just realized I have medium armor, so I've been taking damage.
You should not have.
I should not have.
So the way that armor works is when you take damage, you roll a dice based on the armor and subtract that from the number that was. So,
oh wait, so what do you roll on light armor?
A D2. But that's only from actual attacks. If you are taking damage from any other source, the armor doesn't count.
Right. Okay.
So how much damage did you take, Vagal?
The first time I took 3 damage.
So roll the D4 armor die.
Okay.
4. What did you get?
4.
Then you take no damage. Okay. Then the second time, what did you take?
2. But that was from a fall.
Oh, that's... I will grant you this request.
Great.
Roll the armor die.
2.
Then you take no damage. Is this something where Vagal thinks that he has been horribly hurt in this fight and then looks down and is like, oh, there was a ketchup packet right there.
Yeah, because Vagal and Tony are morons.
They got me right in my red dye pocket. How dare they?
Oh, you guys, I'm so hurt!
Are we using this time to catch our breath and have a drink?
You're fine. Vagal, tough up.
Okay. If we're in between battles, can I use my blasphemous Necrobell Bible? Please?
You certainly can. Tell us what that does, please. It's on page 55 of the book.
I am aware. I'm getting there. I just got to get my book. Thank you, though. So intensely blasphemous, even the priests themselves can only peruse it once per day. When read, roll a die. Even result. For the rest of the day, PCs heal D4 HP after just 5 minutes of rest. Odd result, the priest is plagued by demonic hallucinations. The DM may invent D3 things that only the priest can see and describe them to the player as if true. The effect ends with sunrise.
Roll your dice, priest.
Woo! Crazy or healing? Oh, fuck. That's a 7.
Very well.
Exciting for a moment.
Oh, I think it's going to be quite exciting for the next few minutes. What is it that you wish to do? Names are pointless like life.
Catch my breath and have a drink, also known as rest for 1d4 health.
You can certainly do that.
Oh, damn.
Dang it.
1.
Yeah. 1.
Oh, boy.
The darkness beckons from the mausoleum, and those who have a presence of 0 or greater, you hear hissing noises from within.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah,
it's yes.
It's
the guy from the inn again hissing at us.
Hear what? I don't hear anything.
It's like a hissing sound. It's like a...
Maybe you just hit your head too hard.
It sounds exactly like the guy at the inn.
I didn't hear him, I guess.
The man at the inn was more... This is more...
Oh.
It does sound like the second one, so...
Come on. Can't we get in there? I think we should get going. Let's go in there. And I, like, take out my perfume and I start shaking it and just smelling it a little bit.
Who enters the mausoleum?
Me.
I will.
I do.
I will go last.
Nash, you make your way into the dark antechamber. And you see a mural on a stone wall carved of skull after skull after skull after skull. Sister Mercy, the longer you stare at the mural, the more you see that the skulls are turning, rotating, and moving. You sense great power here.
The skulls are moving.
I ain't seen no moving skulls.
Maybe we should move our skulls.
There is great power here.
Between you and the skull wall is a charnel pit. A well, almost, ringed by skulls of things that are not human. It is an entry into the underworld, and you feel a warm wind flowing from underneath and brushing past you out to the open door.
The depths of hell call to us with its warm breath.
Don't smell good, though.
I'd rather not go to hell, if at all possible.
This life we are in now could be considered hell. Might as well join it.
Might be better than here. Kind of hard to say. You know.
Let's go.
Do you climb down the well?
Is there anything else in the room?
No.
Then I'd say yes.
No, seriously, I'm asking how you climb down the well.
Oh, no.
Why doesn't
Nameless One have
rope? I pull out my 30-foot of rope.
I kick some rocks down there to see how deep it is.
You do not hear the rocks land.
Yeah, so that rope's...
That's maybe not a good idea, then.
That rope is gonna be a lot of use. How wide is it? Could we touch either side of it?
10 feet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's not... No.
Why don't we lower someone down on the rope? They can, like, scout, see what's up down there, and then...
I'm so glad that you volunteered!
I was just gonna say that,
I was
that,
worried
Tony.
About it.
I did not volunteer. Just going to put that out there.
Come on, Kentar.
Did everybody else hear her volunteer?
Come on.
May the blessings of the basilisks follow you. And I kiss her on her forehead.
I rub my forehead where she kissed me.
Bye.
All right. Tie the rope on me. Let's fucking go. LFG.
The lower you go into the well, the stranger the skulls embedded in the sides become. What start out as humans on the top become older and more weirdly proportioned long-faced. Some of them with multiple eyes.
Yelvi's skulls are getting weirder. I just thought you should know.
And the wind billowing up from beneath you is getting warmer.
It's pretty toasty, though. It's like sitting on a tropical, you know, tropical island or something.
Feels fine up here.
Are there any handholds?
20, about 20 feet down, across the pit, about 20 feet down, there is a giant skull, a pair of giant skulls, one right side up, one right side down, embedded into the wall. And through their conjoined mouths, you see a tunnel beyond.
One of us always tells the truth, the other of us always lies.
Can I
look in this world, they all lie.
Can I look through the maw?
There is a tunnel beyond. That's about as far as you can see without swinging across.
Okay. Y'all, I think I see a tunnel. I'm gonna swing me across the other way. Then I'll see if I can figure out what it is.
Is everyone grabbing the rope to try to swing her?
Sure.
Yep.
Everyone at the top, roll. Give me a 12 strength roll.
Please don't kill me,
Tawny. I'm sorry. I'm killing your character.
13. Please don't kill me.
I got a 15.
7.
18.
Built like a bull. Oh,
3 out of 4 ain't half bad.
2, 4, 6 minus 2. Your difficulty for your agility roll, Tawny, is an 8.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty nice.
Okay. Okay.
You don't.
Okay.
If you don't get this, I'm gonna make fun of you. Just so you're
15.
Prepared.
Yeah.
That's the rules.
Yeah.
You swing across, grab hold of one of the giant teeth. You feel it give just for a second, and then you are able to anchor yourself to the other side. Now that you're closer, you can't see what's in the tunnel beyond, but you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
A slick, wet noise, like flesh rubbing against itself.
Gross. How large does it sound, whatever it is?
How large does it sound? Or are you going into closer to see what it is? It's hard to judge size by sound.
A little bit closer. Not a lot, though. Just like this many's.
You inch your way towards the room. And there is a chamber. And in this chamber, there is a hook dangling from a chain in the ceiling. There is, on the hook, there is a massive weld of flesh. And the pieces of flesh dribble off the hook onto the floor, where they slither around the floor like snakes.
Flesh snakes.
But in the center, another hole, smaller, but still traversable. And when the slithering flesh of the Tatterworm brushes against the skulls, there is a crack of black energy that causes them to skitter back away. The sound in this room is like
Oh, Do the tatterworms seem like they die after they touch the skulls and electrocute themselves?
No.
Can I poke the skull with my knife?
Are you in there?
You would have to go into the room to...
Oh, I'm not in yet. Okay. No.
You said you were being cautious.
Yes, yeah.
Because we're all still at the top.
Can I throw a rock at the skull? Like, I can find a small rock around somewhere and see what happens?
Roll agility, please. Difficulty 6.
Just to check. Shouldn't it be presence? Because presence is aim.
Oh, you're right. You're right this time.
I have better, better presence.
Oh, you're right.
Oh boy, that didn't help. Anyways, I got a 3.
You missed this easy throw. Your tiny puny rock sails past the skull and into the hole below, and there is a weird white light that filters up through the hole and then shimmers back down.
Light? Does it look like a good light or a bad light?
This is the first white light that you have seen since the world fell to ruin.
I would like to go towards the white light.
Is she still attached to the rope? Can we start going down there?
Is somebody just climbing on the rope?
Can we tie the end of the rope to the donkeys?
God.
Yes.
And hopefully use the donkey strength for us to go down.
Or we could see if Tawny dies.
And we still have to go down there. We still have to go down there.
We technically don't have to do anything.
Nash needs to go down there. Nash needs the itching to stop. So Nash will go down the fucking rope.
Ogal is indifferent about your itching.
I scratch him. Not like attack, but I still scratch him.
Where do you scratch him?
With my hands.
On his body, where do you scratch him?
On his
flesh snake.
His bicep, upper arm.
Your bicep starts to itch.
Itch
is contagious.
I got medium armor on though.
That's not an attack.
Are you telling that to the rock? Because the rock doesn't care you have medium armor of a doll.
All right, well, I guess I'm going in the hole then.
Does anybody else not want to go in the hole?
Keftar, what are you doing while the plague spreads?
I'm going towards the white light.
How are you getting past the tatterworm?
I'm very carefully taking small mincing steps and kind of like leaping here and there, like a action movie spy.
Like an agile person.
Like a mouse?
Yeah. Like a mouse.
I appreciate the fact that you are using the stealth hands while you do this.
Those are stealth hands or Kronk running hands.
Yeah.
Roll agility.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting a different d20. This one sucks balls.
Tawny, snakes love mice.
Thanks for that. Hey, your d20 worked.
Your
I rolled
DR...
a
okay.
Was it good enough?
You creep your way past the slithering tatterworms to the edge of the sacred well and look down into the reliquary, and you see statues of angels, broken, tipped, and in disrepair, but they are draped in something.
God, that's never a good word to use.
What kind of something?
You would have to get closer to be sure, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I'm not touching it, though. I'm not touching it, just to, like, clarify. I'm just creeping closer.
Do you wish to climb into the reliquary?
How... I mean, what, Yeah. Yeah, I...
Roll strength, please.
Oh, boy. That's not a d20.
Your DR is 12.
So I need to roll at least a 15.
You do.
Which I have done. I rolled a 16.
You crawl down. You get halfway down to the reliquary, and then you stop.
Because I'm living on a prayer?
Because the rope that is tied around you has reached its end. To go further, you must release yourself.
I mean, I think Keftar really wants to know what this white light is. So, I am untying the rope.
You let yourself down carefully. And as you do, the mouths and the eyes of the angels start to glow white.
Uh-huh.
And as does what's draped on their forms, the flayed angels' skin. The skin of the angels who prayed to save this world and whose prayers were found wanting.
Does the angel skin have any particular properties that would maybe be useful? Or, I mean, I could make armor out of it. I don't know.
This is the kind of treasure you would not have expected in this world. Mm-hmm. It is definitely valuable. What you can do with it It is something that you will have to find out on your own terms.
Oh, good. I, carefully pack up all of the angel skin I can find.
What type of container do you have?
A wagon.
Did you? Yeah.
You can only... Unfortunately, you didn't bring a backpack or a sack to pack with you, so there's not a lot for you to... You can maybe carry one.
Can I pop my head out and be like, "Oi, guys, I found something. It's some... Anybody got a bag? Because it is big."
The rest of you hear the echoes of voices coming from inside the mausoleum, and you cannot make out any words.
We're on our way down there, aren't we?
Are you? I didn't realize you were.
I was forced.
I said I was straight up going down there, and then I asked if any of the other ones were going to put up a fight, and then I went down.
You may roll strength or agility. Your choice.
Strength.
Your target is 12, and you want to make this roll, because if you don't... You find out what's at the bottom of the pit.
15.
I got a 13.
I got a 3.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait! I can use an omen to reroll, right?
You can. Yes.
Before I go down, I have a blinding vision of myself falling down, so I stretch and prepare more before I go. And thank... Roll? And thank the basilisks for their wisdom. Oh, that's a not natural 20!
Like my soul, I fall into the darkness.
Yeah.
Wait, so like you died or...
We won't know.
I rolled a 7.
Okay.
And he's I have omens. No omens left.
Oh. That fucking sucks for you, man.
So what does it look like at the bottom of the pit, Rob?
Dead.
Pit? Oh no. It's not a pit.
It's a mouth. It's a mouth.
It's a mouth.
It's a Sarlacc pit.
Why? Rob?
And names are pointless like life. His flesh is seared by dozens of teeth of varying sizes. His bones are crushed by the creature's throat as it swallows him down.
Y'all watch that happen. Roll sanity.
We can't see that far down.
Ew.
He just went past us.
Oh, that sucks.
So, Nash, what part of this cures us of the itching?
The oil of nothing I had on me.
The one that just hides your presence. But yeah.
I would like to point out that the oil of nothing would have hid your presence from the Sarlacc.
Oh.
The cultists, yeah.
Ah, thanks, Ethan. You're an awesome player.
With all, Sister Mercy, Nash, you arrive at the room with the tatterworms, and you can hear, you still hear Keftar yelling up from inside the well.
Are they small enough to step on?
They are of varying sizes.
I would like to step on the ones that I can step on.
Give me an attack roll, please.
It's a crit fail.
Oh, no.
You're getting tatterwormed.
Oh, God, I hate worms. Okay.
You step on one, and there is a blinding flash of light. When your eyes recover, you see dozens of angels writhing on the floor in agony. Please, they say, please save us. Save us with your love. Save us, Sister Mercy. Please.
Well, of course I'm going to try to save them.
This is the thing that you can see that no one else sees because you're seeing things.
Boy.
Do you embrace the angels or do you reject their fate?
I embrace them. No, no, no. I'm going to go metal on this.
I embrace the angels.
Sister Mercy falls forward, grabbing the tatterworms and crushing them to her body, even as they crawl up her face and into her mouth and her nostrils. She lets out the happiest sound that any of you have ever heard before she dies.
Boy, everything okay out there?
Jesus.
Sister Mercy has perished.
So beautiful.
As she's torn apart by the tatterworms.
Okay.
You feel the light spilling out of you, Sister Mercy, as your soul ascends to a different plane.
Are we on the level with the valuable angel skin?
Y'all are you're outside with the worms.
You're in the room with the worms, but Sister Mercy has distracted them.
Okay. So can we use that to our advantage to move forward?
Yeah, and get to the well. Yeah.
And you look down and see Keftar with a piece of angel skin kind of slung on her shoulder.
Oh, hey. So, Sister Mercy.
Sister Mercy and the guy with no name are dead.
They've perished.
Well, that's sad.
But we tied the rope off, so so we should be able to get back up.
Well, I found all of this stuff, but I ain't got no bags, so...
Oh, I got a backpack. So...
I start climbing down into the reliquary.
And we start
loading angel skins into the backpack.
Do I see anything that would be a cure for the itch, or...
Probably the skin. Maybe you can wear it.
I drape one of the skins over myself and start scrubbing it against myself.
As soon as it hits your shoulder, the itch is gone.
Yes!
I'm guessing it worked.
I do the same.
You feel no different. Perhaps a little lighter.
Alright, let's figure out what we're going to do with these. Maybe we can, in the memory of our lost co-adventurer members, we can do something with these skins here, and it'll be a nice tribute.
Only person that would care is Sister Mercy, and she was happy enough to go.
You're
let's just take
dark
what we can.
Assholes. That's all I'm saying.
That's kind of the point.
No. All right. I'm annoyed with it.
I know.
Okay. There's a mouth below us.
There's a wall.
An angel skin down.
The hell well is a mouth.
That's not good.
I was thinking about dropping my bomb.
See what happens. Yeah,
let's go.
Let's find out.
Come on. And start making my way downtown.
I knew you were going to do that.
So did I.
You all return to the well where names are pointless like life, Felder is doomed. Vagal, tell us what your bombs look like.
They are like vials with a cork in it, and should they come in contact, should they shatter, it kind of
explodes.
Explodes.
The oxygenization that happens when all of the chemicals inside of the vial reach air go boom.
Very scientific of you, correct.
We get to the top of that, right? We're at the top of that hell well.
Wells. That would require a climbing roll.
I would like to do that before Vagal drops the bomb in there in case it closes the throat.
Agreed.
You may, if you wish.
Yeah.
So who remember, if you fail the roll, you die.
Yeah, that's fine.
Roy,
is it a climbing? Is it a strength?
Strength.
Oh, wait. I'm waiting.
I rolled a 6. Oh, but I'm going to use my omen.
Death is a really good way to get rid of that itch.
It's already gone.
I know.
I'm going to use my omen to reroll. The omen is going to be it feels like blood dripping over my body as I'm trying to climb and soothing the scratching and the rot that was on my skin when I was dealing with this itch. I rolled a 3. But yes, that was my only omen, but as I fall, I'm going to take my bomb, which is in an old perfume glass stoppered, and start shaking it on my way down and laughing like a mad woman as I then crush it in my hand to make the bomb go off.
I'm yelling, goodbye, Nash!
Nash slams into the beast at the bottom of the pit, and the bomb explodes, and there's a moment of tension, and then you feel a shake. and then another shake. And then another shake.
I think we need to get out of here.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here. I think the
can
most
we like
metal thing we could do is leave.
Can we to the donkeys and make them like pull us up?
Yeah. Let them do that.
I jerk it. Like, come on, let's go, buddies.
As the explosion chases us up the hell's wells.
Oh, it does.
An explosion, that's hilarious.
I want each of you.
Oh, God.
We're fucked.
To give me a toughness roll.
I got a 16.
I got a 19.
Not good enough.
That means that you, as you are climbing up out of the well, there is 1, 2, 3 massive shakes, and then the creature at the bottom lets forth a viscous fountain vomit that rushes and pushes you up out of the well in a water slide fire hose level up out of the well. You smash into the ceiling because you need your toughness checks. You survive, but then you are sluiced out of the mausoleum, drenched in millennia of undigested unfortunates.
So, hey. Sarlacc pitted us.
Also, I'm there.
Yeah, I was about to say, and there's Nash and that guy.
You see the half-digested bodies of Names Are Pointless Like Life and Nash float past you in this viscous sea.
At least I didn't get vomited up by a monster. That's all I gotta say.
Can we wrap ourselves in angel skin and hope it helps?
You can.
I think
that is where we leave the world of Morkborg with Keftar and Vagal.
I think that placebo's kicking in.
Huddled under the one angel skin they were able to save.
You guys only got one?
The rest of them were washed away in the vomit.
Boy, Vagal.
The milky orb that could be sun, could be moon, drifts once again.
Vagal, you know any good songs?
With a rebel, yeah, she cried,
And that is where we leave the world of Morkborg for our adventure. Thank you all for joining us. We shall return with more strange tales of different games from all of us here at Theater of the Mind Players. We are
Tawny P. Thompson,
Ethan Ikes at Anderson,
Jordan Fishburne,
Pony Cheek,
and Sarah Bell. Roar!
And as always, our Lord of the Board,
Brad Davies!
Brad Davies!
From all of us at Theater of the Mind Players, we'd like to remind you to wear your mask, get your vaccines, Black Lives Matter, stop Asian hate, and just repeat to yourself, it's only a game. I should really just relax.
Hello, this is Tawny Thompson with the National Public Theater of the Mind Players Broadcasting Network. We would like to thank you for joining us for this playthrough of Morkborg from Free League Publishing. Our intro and outro music is called Torn Flesh by Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. Our backing tracks come from Saren. You can find them at sarin.bandcamp.com. That's S-A-R-I-N. The Zero Session that you heard at the beginning of the broadcast is a part of our normally Patreon-exclusive content. If you're interested in hearing similar content, you may find us on Patreon and support at the level of your choosing. Our next broadcast will be Fallout from Modiphius Games. We hope you will join us for that. We would like to thank you for your never-ending support here at Theater of the Mind Players National Broadcasting Network.